It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, my name is Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com.
New cul-de-sac signage and T turnarounds have popped up in Wilder, alerting citizens of no parking rules. The city said the decision was made after years of consideration and safety for Wilder residents and city personnel. The city said many surrounding cities also do not allow cul-de-sac parking. According to the city, police will issue warnings to violators for some time before ticketing vehicles. Parking tickets are $25. If you have any questions or comments, please contact Wilder City Administrator Terry Vance at tvance@wilderky.gov. Police officers shot and killed a man they said was armed with a butcher knife attempting to break into an apartment, according to the Hamilton County Coroner's Office. The shooting happened at the Cambridge Square Apartments, located in the 100 block of Promontory Drive at approximately 1:30 a.m. on Thursday. The suspect was attempting to break into a ground floor apartment unit, Covington Police Captain Joshua Bornhorn said. According to the captain, officers had the individual at gunpoint when he, quote-unquote, came at them. Two officers fired multiple shots and struck the individual, police said. Bornhorn stated that the two officers were wearing body cameras, which were turned on during the shooting. Reporters spoke to the neighbors at the scene, who said they were woken up by gunfire, hearing multiple shots fired. Police said the suspect was taken to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where he died. Officers were injured, police said. Bornhorn said he could not confirm if the suspect and the people in the apartment he tried to break in knew each other. Kentucky State Police also responded to the scene and are handling this investigation. Police said there is no public threat at this time. Anyone with information is asked to contact Kentucky State Police at 502-782-1800. Representatives from the City of Erlinger and Dixie Heights High School requested support from Ellesmere City Council for a community mural project at their March 12th meeting. Erlinger Mayor Jessica Fett first proposed the idea for the mural to Mayor Marty Lenhoff of Ellesmere last December. The mural is to be painted by Dixie Heights students on a blank concrete wall at the intersection of Turkey Foot Road and Brightleaf Boulevard. The wall lies within the City of Ellesmere's boundaries and under the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's jurisdiction. Dixie Heights student Gray Valencourt made an impassioned case for the project, stating that participation could enhance student self-esteem, attentiveness in class, assertiveness, and political engagement. He added that the students would be more likely to vote in elections if they felt they are being heard and that administrators are considering their perspectives. An initial mural designed by Sierra Mitchell, an art teacher at Dixie Heights, involves diverse groups of children blowing bubbles in bright, joyful colors. Given favorable weather, the mural can be completed within a month. Ellesmere will potentially establish a 3-member committee to exchange ideas and feedback with Erlinger continually. That's going to wrap up the week here from Link NKY's Daily Headlines Podcast. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you on Monday.